I'm Orchid C, and this is your Agri News. Farmers in Northwest will soon receive visits from provincial government officials to assess the safety situations on their farms. This follows Northwest Premier Supriya Mapelo's announcement of a provincial government initiative to curb farm attacks. Three separate attacks within the span of a week claimed the lives of three farmers in the province at the beginning of the month. Mapelo says they will meet with farmers, farm workers and surrounding communities to address issues of safety.
We think if we can do that and we build clusters between communities, the farm owners, we will reduce this farm murders which are taking place. And that is criminality purely. So we think that through some work, some track between us and the farmers, and we succeed in mastering the art of do-nader, we will be able to achieve our strategic objectives.
Mau Mapelo condemned the attack, saying farmers are key to the province's renewal and reconciliation efforts. He says the money from the province's highest income generator, the mining sector, should be used to boost the agricultural sector in an effort to establishing the province as the breadbasket of the country.
When we came in as the FIFA administration, we looked at this issue of ourselves being characterized as a mining province, and we assessed whether that has helped us over the last 22 years. Now, very little has happened from mining. So we looked at the possibility of changing that setup. So we then took the following decision, that food security is very important for humanity to survive, and therefore it means agriculture becomes the most strategic variable in the economy.
The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries is pleased with the Department of Agriculture's efforts to contain the outbreak of bird flu. Cases of the highly pathogenic avian influenza were found on four farms in Mpumalanga and Gauteng since June. Rosina Semenya of the committee says they understand that any loss is huge for farmers in the current economic climate, and she appealed to them to contact the department for assistance.
There is a plan to make sure that it doesn't escalate to other areas, and those farmers that have been affected, they've been interacting with the department for them to be able to take care of their beds, but at the same time being advised what they should do about their beds, those that already affected.
The drastic increase in meat prices is good for local cattle and sheep farmers. This is according to the red meat producers Nelius Ferreira, who commented on the increase of 13% in meat prices. Wandile Sihlobo of agricultural business organization AgBiz says the food inflation rate of 6.9% can mostly be attributed to meat prices. Ferreira says there is, however, a positive side to the high meat price.
Farmers will welcome the higher meat prices. It will have an effect on the consumer, but the consumer must not forget that South African meat is of the best meat in the world, and if you compare our good quality meat to the rest of the world, our meat prices are not so high.
This was your Agri News, only on OFM.